Welcome to Medicare Matters with Numa, the podcast where we simplify Medicare and help you navigate retirement with confidence and purpose. I'm Joe, along with the Queen Bee of Medicare, Suzanne McClain, and the Numa team. Here at Numa, we believe it's our God-given mission to help and protect others, especially when life gets complicated. Now let's get to the podcast. Today's podcast is a recording from our presentation at Kathy Cairo's event, Downsize Columbus. We discussed the Numa Joy Medicare process and the negative effects of the Inflation Reduction Act. If you have any questions, please give our office a call at 614-448-1834. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start because we only have 14 minutes and it goes really fast.
Talker.
I am. So my name is Suzanne McClain, and this is my husband, Joe McClain, and we're going to talk to you about navigating the Medicare maze. I know, that's a big sigh, right?
It's been a long day to finally listen about that.
Yeah, so we believe that it is our God-given mission to help and protect people when life gets complicated. So whose life gets complicated at 65? Anybody? Well, we certainly want to be, you know, that's why we have that our mission, because we want to make sure we help you and protect you from all penalties and all that kind of stuff. So a little bit about our team. There's six of us on our team, he and I, and we have four other people that work for us. We have over 4,000 clients that we help, you know, help all the time with their Medicare plans. And we've been doing Medicare now for about 15, 16 years. So funny story is I'm starting to get the kids of the people I started with, right? All right. So we handle about 450 new clients a year. So we typically take them in as they're retiring, turning 65, and we walk them through navigating the Medicare maze. Now, if you've not got a copy of my book here, Navigating the Medicare Maze, please feel free to stop over at my booth and get a copy of it. There's no cost, it's free, because I really, really want to help you. And if you think you have friends, family that could use it, absolutely take them a copy as well. Now, one of our most prized endorsements is we are the official Medicare advisor of the Columbus Bar Association. So what does that mean? I deal with a lot of attorneys that are really smart, right? With that being said, what I hear so often is, Suzanne, I passed the bar, but I don't understand Medicare insurance. So I jokingly say, well, I don't know divorce law and I don't know custody, but I know Medicare, so let's walk through this together. So now once a year, we go to Washington, D.C., where I do weigh in on Medicare legislation. So I take your stories, my client stories, and I say, my boots are on the ground. I'm going to go in there and try to make a difference. So we talk to the congressmen, congresswomen, staffers, and we bring real life stories to them. And so I always tell clients is, we're always working for you. Now, let me tell you something. I could go talk to them today and I maybe can't get a law changed for 15 years or 10 years, but you at least know that it's always being heard. And I know like what you see on TV and when you sit in their offices with them, it's a little different. Because realistically, some of them just don't really know what's really going on in that particular sector. Does that make sense? So just know we always are always out there working to make things better for Medicare beneficiaries. But it hasn't always been this way where I've been doing Medicare. So I just want to tell you a little bit about kind of how I started. So I grew up one of five kids, and my dad is a minister. So I grew up as you call it, the preacher kid. So PK, exactly. So growing up as a preacher's kid, I kind of watched my parents always giving to people. Because isn't that what preachers do? They're constantly sacrificing their time and their effort and to help people. Well, I didn't really realize when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, that what was really being embedded, or so to speak, in my head of this is what we do to help people. So I remember I was early 20s, and there was a minister, his wife, and they had a small family. They're having some financial struggles. This is before Ring doorbell. I'm aging myself for sure, okay? And I remember I went to the grocery store. I got some groceries. I was early 20s and dirt poor on top of that. I got some groceries, ran over to their house, dumped it on their porch, rang the doorbell and took off because I wanted to help. I got in the car and I remember thinking, oh, this is what I want to do in life is help people. But how do I do that in real life, you know? So we'll fast forward a few years. We had got married, I had my kids. I did get into insurance, but not Medicare insurance. But you might think, okay, you're telling me this whole story, but how did you get to Medicare? And why are you so passionate about Medicare? Well, we were over at his parents' house about 16 years ago. We're sitting there talking about insurance, oddly enough. His dad was at the time 70 years old, his mom was 67. We're sitting there talking about Medicare. Well, his dad had retired from the federal government. So his dad had retiree insurance for himself and my mother-in-law. Well, they thought they had done everything right. And he's a seminar junkie. So he would go to Anthem Seminar and Aetna Seminar and Humana Seminar and talk to all these people who told him all something different. So we come for dinner and he's like, can you guys look at my insurance and see what's going on? So we dig into the insurance and we realize he had not signed up for Medicare Part B. Bad mistake. So he was 70, my mother-in-law was 67. The penalty had been accruing since they both turned 65. So he had 5 years of penalty, she had almost 3 years of penalty. So thankfully we were in an open enrollment period where we were able to help them get signed up to stop that penalty. But today they're 83 and 85, they're still paying that penalty. Is that crazy or what? Because he thought he had done everything right. He had retiree insurance, right? So basically that kind of sparked my passion. Like, wow, this guy is smart. And there's thousands of people just like him that's stuck in this trap. So as you can see, our mission statement is to help and protect people when life gets complicated. Because he was going through retirement, he was going through the insurance. I don't know if somebody told him, advised him, I have no idea, I wasn't there. But guess what? He did not get protected from that penalty. So as of today, they are both still paying that penalty. So that's where our passion really sparks for Medicare. Now, when you call into our office or you would like to, you know, make an appointment, we do Zoom or conference calls. When you call in, basically what we do, we put everybody through what we call our Medicare joy process. Because we want to give you joy with Medicare, right? Okay, so the joy, I always say, has anybody ever stolen your joy before? Because Medicare steals a lot of people's joy. When my dad turned 65, at 64 years old, he started getting mail. Every single time I seen him, from 64 to 65, every time I seen him, if he had a piece of mail, he would say, this is what I got. Hey, this is what I got. And I'm like, oh my goodness. No wonder they can steal your joy, right? So we're going to go through the J-O-Y. J, the joy, is like a jigsaw puzzle. So like think of a jigsaw puzzle, dumping it out, bunch of pieces. Every piece is unique, okay? So let's talk about some of the unique pieces. Who are your doctors? Who are your hospitals that you prefer? Some people want the James, some people want Mount Carmel, some people, see what I'm saying? Are you still working? Do you have employer coverage? Are you on a spouse's plan? Do you have children on your plan? Because you know, kids can stay on your plan until they're 26. So if you go on Medicare, what are we gonna do with the kid in college, right? So that's why you can see that each jigsaw puzzle is unique to you. Okay, so we'll go through and ask all of these questions because we want to make sure we have the full picture. So that's the J. Now this is going to be an abbreviated version, okay, because I only had 14 minutes. The O is the outline or the options. Okay, so you may have employer coverage, you're still working. You may have retired, I have a retiree plan. You may have, well, Medicare Advantage would work for me. Medicare supplement would work for me. Some people could have up to four choices when they come to me. We look at the full picture because we want to make sure that you're in the right product at the right time, making sure we protect you from any future penalty. So that's our O. The Y is the yearly reviews. So every year Medicare has open enrollment. Every year you should review your plan. Because plans change with Medicare, mainly the drug plan in particular, we'll talk about that, The drug plans change on an annual basis, December or January 1 to December 31. Those plans change every single year, okay? So we're gonna talk real quick about the Inflation Reduction Act, which many of you have probably heard about the Inflation Reduction Act, and how it's going to affect Medicare prescription drug plans.
Okay, Suzanne, thank you for leaving me 4 minutes to go. So I've got this story. And we're the last group, so they'll probably let us go long, but it's this story. We were going on a trip somewhere, and we were taking one suitcase. And so you have the weight limit of what? Is it 50? 50 pounds. She's like, okay, I'll take one side, you take the other on this suitcase. She packs it full, zips her side up, I'm like, Suzanne, I know you left me the other side, but I think you took most of the weight. I weighed it, I think I had like 10 pounds left. So that was her idea of splitting the suitcase with me. Anyway, so I just had to say that, tell that story. Anyway, so the Inflation Reduction Act that is going into effect, that affects Medicare beneficiaries this year. What it is, the long and short of it is, it got rid of the Medicare donut hole, and it put a limit of only $2,000. So anybody on Medicare, the most they'll pay for prescription drugs in a year is $2,000, which is great for you. But how the government went about it made it a little bit difficult for the insurance companies, because they said, okay, you got to create plans that have a $2,000 max, and it's up to you to figure out how to do it, which has some pros and cons to it. Like, the pro is that is your max, $2,000, and there's no longer a donut hole. But how the insurance companies are going about it are what's causing the problems. So the three points are, number one is our industry was already biased, but this is only gonna make it more biased. If you've seen the TV commercials during annual enrollment, then you know that it's plan after plan. Hey, get your dental, vision, and hearing, get this, get that. But really, what it is, it's all these companies are pushing 80% of the commercials are pushing one type of plan. And like the saying goes, follow the money. And that's the reason why they're pushing that one plan, is because that compensates those people the most, those insurance companies the most from Medicare. So sadly, the industry is only gonna get worse from there, because insurance companies are creating a situation where people like us, and we're in groups of other people that do the same thing that we do across the country, and so some of these plans are no longer paying a commission. Some certain plans are no longer paying a commission. And these people are saying, well, we're just not going to tell our clients about those plans. It may be the best plan for you, but they're saying, we're not going to tell our client because it's not making us any money. And our like she said, our mission statement, our God-given mission is to help and protect others, especially when life gets complicated. It's not to help and protect others only if we get compensated, right? So how it works in our office, like she said, we have four others besides us. Tisha is our main Medicare advisor for all of our new clients. When you schedule a Zoom or a conference call, you'll most likely get Tisha, and she gets paid the same salary no matter what happens with the client. So if the next 10 people that meet with her, the best decision is for you to stay on your employer coverage, meaning you don't go on Medicare at all, mean there's no compensation to the company, she gets paid the same amount. And that's what we've told her. We're like, Tisha, if the next 10 people you advise that we don't make a penny, then that's what we want. So the next thing that we are seeing, and because of this Inflation Reduction Act, is cost cutting. So these insurance companies are going to find ways to cut costs that they've done in the past, but they're going to be doing it a little bit more aggressively. So they're going to be cutting benefits, meaning when you talk about the drugs that are covered on plans, they're maybe going to move the formulary around where there's going to be tier changes on some of these drugs. They're going to mess around with the premiums. They may leave premiums alone, but they're going to find other ways to make more compensation in their plans. There's even one company
that they're leaving their premium the same, they're leaving a lot of their benefits the same, but what we've heard through the grapevine is that they're going to have an aggressive telemarketing plan, calling everyone that's on those plans that they're not making changes to try to convert them to another type of Medicare plan during the year. Regardless, they're not asking, hey, is this the best thing for you? It's, hey, you should really do this because it has these benefits. So they're going to get really creative on ways to make more money off of you. And so we're just gonna have to, if you don't go with us, that's fine, but make sure you find somebody like us that you trust if you don't go with us.
Real quick, so the end of this month, the end of September, anybody that's on Medicare should be receiving their big, thick packet that's called Annual Notice of Change. Please do not throw that package away. Please look at it, review it, because it's going to say 2024 benefits, 2025 benefits. You're going to see your premiums, differences, your drugs, because the last thing I want is January 1 to come, you to go pick up your medication at Walmart or Kroger or wherever, and then say, oh, sorry, your drug's not covered, because they are taking drugs off the formularies, because the insurance companies have to be profitable. Does that make sense? This is why we're in open enrollment, and this is why we need to make the review.
Okay, one more point on the cost cutting, then we're gonna go to number three and make it quick here. So what our plan is in the past, we've always just said, okay, here's, we look at your, like she said, your jigsaw puzzle pieces, your drugs, that type of thing, and say, this is the lowest cost plan for you. What we're doing starting this year is we're gonna say, this is the lowest cost plan for you, but plan number two, that may be a little bit more, may be the best option for you, and here's why, and give you a better comparison. So that's something to think about also when reviewing your plans. So number three is changes this year and changes into the future. Like I said, with the cost cutting and with how the government rules are coming down, there's gonna be changes this year, but you're also gonna see snowball effect of changes next year and into the future, probably for the next few years. So it's important to look at these plans. If you're doing this on your own, which I don't advise, but if you are, just make sure that you're looking at all the possible things. And like I said, Suzanne and I, since we're in this industry, like we know some of the inside things that to look out for. And that's why I would recommend you call somebody, call us or somebody like us that you can definitely trust. So like I said, the changes is that, like the why in our joy process is that yearly review and making sure that you get that and having your plan compared every single year. So are there any questions?
Hold on one second. So one thing I do have to say is one of our insurance carriers is completely pulling out of the market for 2025. That's why it's so important for you to watch your mail. Because if you have one of those insurance plans, you're going to get a letter that says December 31st, you have no insurance. Or, Jay, you know what I'm saying, for next year.